Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Easter time, it's Easter time, and Easter is a loving day.
Fat white rabbit nibbles new green clover. Round red robin sees a worm appear. Everybody knows that winter's over and spring is here.
And spring is here.
Spring is full of many fine surprises. Spring has green and yellow trees to climb. That's when everybody realizes it's Easter time.
It's Easter time.
And on Easter Day, the boys and girls get up with the dawn and look for green and yellow eggs that hide in the lawn.
On Easter, everyone is like your brother.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Ask you out to play.
Here we are in the last segment of our show. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break with us. Happy Easter. Hope everyone spends a wonderful Easter with their family and friends and hold those loved ones close. Here comes the Easter Bunny, baby. What an enjoyable show. I can't believe how much fun it is to come into this studio, Midwest Outdoor Studios, and talk about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. We've been doing story time on our radio programming for probably better much of 14 years now. The old favorite, time-proven story times that people enjoy about turkey hunting is some of those I wrote about my childhood growing up turkey hunting down in the Missouri Ozarks. This week's story time is no exception.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is The Gift, a story about a little boy and his first turkey. Just as the first streaks of sunlight of morning filter through the trees, I can hear drumming and wingtips dragging along the forest floor. This gobbler is close. I catch a slight movement at the base of our ridge. Suddenly, a glowing head floats through a small opening, but disappears just as quickly as it appeared. With my voice, I quickly yelp like an excited hen. The response is deafening as a throaty gobble echoes across the mountains, rumbling like spring thunder. Then less than 20 yards away, a shadowy form of an Ozark ghost appears, stepping quickly in and out of sight from left to right. The bobbing turkey noggin is quickly coming straight up the vertical ridge, on his way to the top and straight at us. As the sound of a turkey crunching in the dry leaves grows ever louder, the little boy follows the sound with his gun barrel. I assist my trembling young hunter to raise his single barrel 20 gauge and pull back the hammer. I'm guiding a young hunter on his first turkey hunt in the remote Ozark Mountains. He's never had an opportunity to go turkey hunting and has never experienced anything quite like this. My young hunter hails from a family of five boys and one girl. His dad works two jobs to support and feed his growing family with little time to take his young son hunting. This young man has a hip ailment in the hip joint called leg prethrith. His small legs, strapped in a sling device, pulls his leg up and tight against his body. For several years, he could only get around with the aid of crutches. As we begin our hunt, we quietly made our way through the pre-dawn to this ridge edge to listen for gobblers. As we wait for first light, he begins shivering from the cold morning air. So I wrap him in my hunting coat to warm him. Then he lies down in the leaves at my feet and falls sound asleep. As the last of the whippoorwill songs fade away and the first songbirds of first light begin to sing, I hoot like a barred owl. A gobbler immediately responds, but a long way off, on the far mountainside, all the way across this deep valley, close to a mile away. And as it turns out, this will be the only turkey that gobbles on this morning. I will not hear any other gobbling close or in the distance for the remainder of the morning. As the only bird within hearing distance continues gobbling, I have to make a quick decision. These Ozark hills are extremely open with a late arriving spring, with little green up for cover to hide our movement. And with a small boy not capable of walking in the steep, rough country, I decide to stay right here. As my little hunter sleeps, I call very aggressively to the distant bird, and I shake my head in disbelief as the goblin grows ever closer. That old turkey gobbles to every sound I make as he marches down from the far mountain into the valley and straight toward us. This crazy, love-struck gobbler comes all the way across the open valley, only stopping when he reaches the base of our steep ridge. I shake my hunter awake and tell him he must set up and get ready as I pull him into my lap, even though I'm doubtful the gobbler will actually climb this vertical hill in front of us. Now, with his gun up and the hammer cocked, I support my hunter's trembling body as the sound of crunching leaves now turns into a gobbler in half-strut, then abruptly turns toward us. As soon as the gobbler clears the crest of the ridge, he's in our face, about 10 feet away. I putt loudly, the turkey stops, craning his neck looking for the hen he knows should be right here. Excitedly, I whisper to steady the front beat on the turkey's neck and to pull the trigger. With the roar of the gun, the gobbler collapses into a wild frenzy of flopping all the way back down the steep embankment from which he came. All is quiet now, with the exception of squirrels barking and the echo of the gunshot fading away in the distance across the mountains and steep valleys. We carefully make our way down the ridge using small saplings to keep us from tumbling all the way to the bottom. It's quite a sight to watch the frail little turkey hunter wearing a jacket that almost hangs to the ground, wrestling with a turkey bigger than him. This old mountain turkey now lies still as early morning sunlight now fills the steep valley and reflects the multiple colors from the turkey's feathers. As he admires his prize with his teeth chattering and body shaking with excitement, I tell a now giggling little boy he has to carry his gobbler up the steep ridge and back to the Jeep. I will hang back and hold his gun as he needs to experience taking those first steps with his first gobbler all by himself. I shake his little hand, hug him, as I tell him over and over, "You got him, you got him." Then I send him on his way, carrying a gobbler over his back that covers his entire backside, and the turkey's head looks strange as it drags along the ground. As he struggles to climb the steep ridge, he cannot see the tears welling up in my eyes. I really believe this boy's first turkey gobbler is a very special gift, something that was just meant to be, and a youth hunt that will always be one of my most cherished hunting memories. You see, I really didn't mind taking this special hunter on his first turkey hunt, because that shivering little boy way back in 1973 was my little brother, Marty. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.